Okay, I was wondering if you could explain Revelation 17, verse 10.
I will do my best. This is a verse in the Bible for our friends who might be in their car. Revelation 17 is the passage that talks about, it's called the whore of Revelation. You have two women in Revelation. God's church, faithful church, is described in Revelation 12 as a woman clothed with the sun, moon, and stars, the light of God. Revelation 17 talks about a woman who is clothed with scarlet, and she's an unfaithful church, and she represents Babylon that we just spoke about. It says she's sitting on a beast that has seven heads and ten horns. And then the angel interprets for John. He explains this. He says these seven heads represent seven mountains, that's verse 9, on which the woman sits. And in verse 10 it says, there are also seven kings. These seven heads of this beast are seven kings or kingdoms on which the woman sits. Five are fallen, one is, the other is not yet come, and when he comes he must continue a short space. All right, let me back up real quick. There are seven empires in Bible prophecy that persecute God's people. When John wrote the book of Revelation, he was on the Isle of Patmos, a captive of Rome, imprisoned by Rome. When he wrote this, there were five kingdoms that had persecuted God's people. You had Egypt. Of course, everyone knows about the Pharaoh. We just talked about him. Assyria. Syrian king carried away the ten tribes. Babylon. They were carried to Babylon. Medo-Persia. Greece, under Alexander the Great and his minions. Mm-hmm. That's five kingdoms. Five are fallen. Next one is Rome. He says one is. Which one was in power when John was in prison? Rome. Did Rome persecute Christians? Absolutely. The other is not yet come. When he comes, he must continue a short space. Rome was divided, and instead of it being Rome ruled by Caesar, it became the Roman Empire ruled by the church, mm-hmm. which became corrupt. And during the Dark Ages, the church persecuted real Christians. They burn them at the stake and everything. And so these represent, and he receives a deadly wound, but he comes back to life. These represent the seven heads of that beast. It's a deep study, but can I make a suggestion, Larry?
Sure.
Amazing Facts has an advanced Bible prophecy series. You call our resource number, tell them you'd like to sign up. They won't just send you the whole set of lessons. They'll send you one or two at a time. They want to make sure you're committed to doing them. It's all free. You fill them out, send them back. They'll send you the next ones.
Okay.
Okay, and they've got one specifically on Revelation 17.
Okay. Is there a book that you would recommend on Revelation?
Yeah, it's a book. You can find it, I think, at the Amazing Facts website, and it's called Daniel and the Revelation.
Simple enough. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, God bless.
Thanks for the call. 1-800-835-6747 is the phone number for those lessons.
Or AmazingFacts.org.
Or AmazingFacts.org. Right. Website, or call the resource operator and you'll get the lessons and the book as well.